Namaste, yogis. Welcome back. Today will be the last practice of a series of practices we've been doing focused on our core. And today's practice will incorporate the use of bandhas in our yoga asana practice, in particular Mula Bandha and Uddiyana Bandha. And bandhas, at least the modern interpretation of bandhas, is that they allow for strength and support and fundamental alignment in our yoga practice. And we'll be tying these in with breath and the hands and the feet as well. So we'll get started straight away. Actually, one thing is, if you could hit pause, you will need either a block. And if you don't have a block, don't worry at all. I'm sure you have a cushion, and that will be just as good, just as useful. So you would use a cushion instead. And go and grab your block and your cushion, and then we'll start laying on our back and have your block or your cushion nearby. And as you come down now onto your back, we'll bring the soles of the feet together and open the knees wide into Supta Baddha Konasana, reclined bound angle pose. And just notice that you're breathing. And as you notice that you're breathing, start to deepen your breath. Feel as though with each inhale, you're drawing your breath, your inhale, all the way down into the depths of your body. And with each exhale, you're squeezing all the air out. And now as you inhale, see if you can feel or imagine drawing the air in through your nose, all the way down your torso to your pelvic floor, where your pelvic floor softens and releases. And as you exhale, draw the air all the way up from your pelvic floor, through the torso and out through the nose. Keep breathing like this, with this awareness. Inhale, draw the air through the nose, all the way down to the pelvic floor. Exhale, perhaps feeling already a little doming of the pelvic floor as you draw the air all the way up the body and out of the nose. Two more breaths here. Use your hands outside of your thighs to draw the knees together and the soles of the feet onto the mat. And now is when you'll take your cushion or your block and you'll place it between your thighs. You can place it lengthways between your thighs or horizontally between your thighs, just whatever's most comfortable for you, and as high up the insides of the thighs as possible today. And then squeeze the block. And immediately you'll feel the inner thighs, the adductors working here. Just rest the arms alongside you, palms facing down. Take an inhalation and feel the neutral curves of the spine, lower back slightly lifted away from the mat. And as you exhale, hover the feet just a couple of inches or 5 centimeters up off the mat. See if you can maintain the neutral curves of the spine and just start to feel a little bit of engagement here, especially hip flexors. And then release soles of feet back down onto the floor. Take a full inhale, soften the belly, soften the pelvic floor. And exhale one more time, squeeze the block and just hover, just lift the soles of the feet up off the mat. Keep the breath steady and know that the closer your feet are to your mat, the harder you'll be working. Good, release the soles of the feet onto the mat. Take a full inhale and a long exhale. Good, just two more, not quite like that, a little different now. Pick the feet up off the mat and bring the legs into a reverse tabletop. So now you'll feel lower back actually pressing down into your yoga mat, and there'll be a right angle at your hips and a right angle behind your knees. And the shins, as best as you can see, will be parallel to the mat. Keep squeezing the block, and now you'll feel a little bit more the abdominals rather than hip flexors here. Squeeze the block, keep the breath steady, and then we'll release soles of feet all the way back down to the mat. Good, take a full breath. And last time, pick up the feet, bring the legs into reverse tabletop, shins parallel with the mat, squeeze the block. And when I say block, I also mean cushion. So if you're using a cushion, that is just as good. You're going to get just as many benefits from using a cushion as using the block. So squeeze your cushion and then release soles of feet to the mat. Beautiful. Remove your block. Draw the knees into the chest, perhaps a little rock from side to side, and then draw yourself all the way up to sit, cross your ankles, shift forward, and step back to downward facing dog. Nice couple of moments here in downward facing dog, settling in. And from your downward facing dog, lower the knees onto the mat, and tuck the toes under. We're going to take a toe stretch or a foot stretch here because bundas and feet work really well together. Sit back on the heels and check that the little toes are also tucked under as well. If this is really intense for you, feel free to lean forward and shift the weight a little bit off the heels here. Good. Otherwise, hips back towards the heels and sit tall. Let's interlace the hands, turn the palms forward, reach the arms overhead, feel length in the side of the body. Release the hands behind you, interlace them. Draw the knuckles down, shoulders draw down the back, inner borders of shoulder blades draw towards one another. Lift the chest, lift the chin. Lovely, release that. Once again, draw the hands in front of you, interlace the hands, turn the palms forward, reach the arms overhead with the hands interlaced. Good, and then exhale one more time, release the hands behind you, interlace the hands. Once again, see if you can bring the other thumb on top. Draw the knuckles down, shoulder blades squeezed together like you're holding a little acorn. Feel like the hands want to pull out, apart, away from one another. Lift the chest a little more this time. Beautiful. Release. Release the hands. Shift forward onto the hands and the knees. Untuck the toes. Tap the tops of the feet if you need to. And then make your way back to downward facing dog. As you arrive in your downward facing dog, become aware of your feet and lift the toes up off the mat and see here that the inner arches and the outer arches are lifting, and see if you can keep that and place the toes back down on the mat and draw energetically all the way up through the inseam of the legs to the pelvic floor. As you inhale, pelvic floor softens. And as you exhale, feel a gathering and lifting of the pelvic floor, a drawing in around the full circumference of your waist. Good, inhale, come onto the balls of the feet, lift the heels, look forward. Exhale, bend the knees deeply, sit the hips back, and step to the top of your mat, come into a standing forward fold. Soften the knees here. Maybe even bring the chest onto the thighs and come into a ragdoll variation here. Hands take opposite elbows as you just drape over the legs. Aware of the feet once again and the distribution of the weight over the feet. See if you can feel the distribution even between the three corners of the feet, the base of the big toe ball, the base of the little toe ball, and the heel. Release the elbows. Inhale, lengthen halfway. Exhale, fold forward. Take your cushion or your block in one hand and inhale, rise all the way to stand. Good, so now you have your cushion and your block in your hand. And once again, you're going to place it between your thighs. This time I like to place it horizontally, so between my thighs, and stand tall, squeezing the block. This means that for me, if I'm using a cushion, it's the same thing. My feet will be a little bit closer towards one another than I usually would have them. So they'll be a little less less wide than hip width distance. Don't worry about that so much today. That's okay. Good. As you stand here, look down at your feet once more and lift the toes. And see if you can lift the little toe as much as the big toe here, so that you're lifting the outer arch of your foot just as much as the inner arch of the foot. This is called Padabandha, foot lock. And then keeping the lifting of the arches, release the toes onto the mat. Keeping that work now, draw up the inside of the legs to the block. Squeeze the block. Now feel pelvic floor draw in and up. Now feel the full circumference of your waist, draw in, and chest lifts, hands to heart center, Tadasana. Beautiful. Two half salutations, keeping the block between your thighs. Inhale, reach the arms. Exhale, fold forward over the legs. Halfway, inhale, exhale, fold. Stand up, inhale, reach the arms, hands to prayer, exhale. One more, inhale, reach your arms, exhale, fold forward over the legs. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, fold. Stand up, reach the arms overhead, inhale. Hands to prayer, exhale. Good, you can remove your cushion or your block now, put it to one side, you won't need it anymore. But keep moving now through your salutation, feeling as though the block's still there. Full lunging salutation. Inhale, reach your arms up overhead. Exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, Adho Uttanasana, halfway lift. Exhale, right foot steps back. Come into a crescent lunge. Inhale, reach the arms up overhead, lift the torso. Exhale, plant the hands and step to plank pose. Today we'll stay here in our plank pose and do your best to feel neutral spine. So you're not overarching the spine or tucking the tailbone under and rounding the spine. Now take time to step the hands forward in front of the shoulders. So now you're in a long plank and see if again you can find neutral spine, neutral curves of the spine. You've got this. Take an inhale, drive down into the hands, heart forward. And exhale, step the hands back, lift the hips up and back, downward facing dog. Inhalation in the downward dog, pelvic floor softens, belly softens. Exhale, feel a gathering and lifting of pelvic floor and a cinching in around the waist. Inhale, stay here. Use your exhale to step your right foot forward between your hands. Crescent lunge, inhale. Exhale, hands to the mat, step forward and fold forward. Halfway, inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Stand up, inhale, reach the arms. Hands to prayer, exhale, one more. Inhale, reach the arm. Exhale, fold from the hip joint. Inhale, halfway. Exhale, left foot steps back. Crescent lunge, inhale, reach. Exhale, hands to the mat, step to plank. Stay in plank, inhale. Exhale, one more time, bring the hands forward of the shoulders and come into long plank. Stay in long plank, inhale, legs are strong, quadriceps engaged. Exhale, step the hands back, lift the hips up and back, downward facing dog. A breath here, inhale, soften belly, soften pelvic floor. Exhale, gather and lift pelvic floor and draw in around your waist. Inhale, soften. Exhale, use the bundas to step your left foot forward between your hands. Inhale, reach the arms, crescent lunge. Exhale, hands to the mat, step the right foot forward. Halfway, inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Bend the knees, sit the hips back, reach the arms overhead. Inhale, Utkatasana, chair pose. Exhale, fold forward over the legs. Halfway, inhale. Exhale, we'll step to plank pose. Inhale and plank. Exhale, shift forward and lower to your belly. Cobra pose, inhale, press into the hands, lift the chest. Exhale, transition back. Downward facing dog. Inhale, lift the right leg, three-legged dog. Exhale, step the right foot forward between the hands for warrior one. Pivot the left heel down onto the mat and come into warrior one, hands on the waist. Bring your index finger and your middle finger to the very top of your pubic triangle, just inside where the hip points are. Use the fingers to press in and lift up slightly. Bring the hands around your waist and draw in and lift up. Now, keeping that work, reach the arms overhead. Take an inhalation in warrior one. Exhale, hands to the mat, step to plank. Inhale in plank. Exhale, lower all the way to the belly again for cobra. Cobra pose, inhale. Exhale, back to downward facing dog. Inhale, lift the left leg, downward dog. Exhale, step left foot forward for warrior one. Pivot the right heel down, right toes 45 degrees. Inhale, lift the torso, bring the hands to the hips. One more time, index finger and middle finger. Come just inside the hip points to the top of the pubic triangle. Use that to gently push in and lift up. Hands to the waist. Draw in, cinch in like a belt, and lift the torso. Lift the floating ribs, yes. And then reach the arms, warrior one. Stay. stick with it for an inhale. Exhale, hands release to the mat, step to plank. And now choose, inhale in plank. Exhale, lower all the way or halfway. Inhale for cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale for downward facing dog. Inhale, downward dog. Once again, awareness. Pelvic floor, lower belly soften. Exhale, feel the doming, the lifting of the pelvic floor and the drawing in around the waist like you're wearing a belt. Inhale, lift right leg, three-legged dog. Exhale, step right foot forward for warrior two. Pivot the left heel down, come into your warrior two with your hands on your waist today. Settle into the legs, settle into your warrior two pose. Good, and take a moment now to look down at the feet and lift the toes here. And once again, you'll feel the arches of the foot lifting. Keeping that, bring your awareness now all the way up your legs, strong legs. Dome the pelvic floor. Lift all the way up through the torso, release the toes, and float your arms, reach the arms wide. Good. Straighten the front leg to inhale. Exhale, tilt the pelvis forward to the right, reach through right fingertips. Bring right hand to shin or ankle or floor. And the back of the left hand to your sacrum at the base of your spine. Trikonasana, triangle pose. See if you can keep the work in the feet with the arches lifting and draw all the way up the legs. Bring your attention to the pelvic floor, and the hand at the very base of your spine is there to help you feel as though you're drawing your belly back towards your spine, but without rounding the back. So like you're drawing the belly back to the spine, but you're keeping the circumference of the core hugging in neutral curves of the spine. Keep the work, turn the chest open to the left, and last of all, reach the right finger, left fingertips to the sky. Gaze can follow, take a last inhalation. And exhale, bend the right knee, plant the hands, step back, downward facing dog. Or if you like, you can take a vinyasa, lowering, slow, upward dog, or cobra pose, or locust pose, back to downward facing dog. Straight to the second side, float the left leg, inhale. Step the left foot forward between the hands, warrior two, second side. Come back up into your warrior two. Hands on the waist. You can look down if you need. One more time, lift the toes here. Feel this wonderful activation in the feet. Then drawing all the way up the leg, come to pelvic floor and feel gentle gathering and lifting. The drawing in around the full circumference of your waist, and then release the toes and reach the arm. Should feel really natural to float the arms if you're able to maintain that work. Straighten into the front leg, inhale. Tilt the pelvis, reach through the left fingertips, extend left side body, exhale. Left hand to shin, ankle, floor. Back of right hand, again to the base of the spine, the sacrum. Right where the spine and the pelvis meet. Keep the work in the legs and the feet. Keep the work in the pelvic floor. Gentle engagement, gentle doming and lifting. Can you feel the belly draw back towards the spine without tucking your tail under? like you're still drawing in around the full circumference of your waist. Turn the chest open like that. With a neutral spine, you'll be able to turn the chest open and then reach the right fingertips up to the sky. It's a very simple sequence and practice, but actually very subtle and very advanced. Take another inhalation. And exhale, bend the left knee, release the right hand and both hands to the mat, and step back, downward dog or plank, and vinyasa, lower slow, cobra or the upward facing dog, and releasing back to downward facing dog. Beautiful. Last inhale and downward dog. Exhale to lower the knees down onto the mat and sit the hips to one side. Extend the legs in front of you for Dandasana, staff pose. Good. Pause a moment. Take time here to feel the parts of the body in contact with the mat really anchor into the mat. The heels, the backs of the calves, the backs of the thighs, the sitting bones. And from that foundation, lifting up. Bend your right knee. Bring the sole of the right foot onto the mat. Step the right foot outside the left thigh. Lean to the left, bend the left knee, and bring the left foot outside the right hip. If that's not comfortable for your bottom knee, then keep it straight instead. Keep the left leg straight instead. Good. Today we'll inhale, reach the arms up overhead. So we're really tractioning and finding length in the spine. Let's even hook the thumbs here, levering length in the rib cage and lengthening the spine. Exhale, rotate the torso to the right and then release right, left arm to hug right knee. Right fingertips behind you. Adho Mattsyendrasana, half Lord of the Fishes pose. Really beautiful twist here. Good. Notice if you have a tendency to lean back or roll backwards. See if you can really sit upright and lengthen up. Sometimes it takes, or actually nearly always, it takes a few breaths to come all the way into your twist for that day. Collarbones broad, aware of that left shoulder, and keep drawing it down and opening the left collarbone broad. Stay in the twist, but now turn your head to look over the left shoulder, the front shoulder. Last inhale. And then exhale, release the twist and come back to Dandasana. Take a moment in Dandasana. And second side, bend the left knee, step the sole of the left foot outside the right thigh. Lean to the right, bend the right knee, and bring the right foot outside the left hip. Feel the anchoring down with that left foot. Once again, can you feel the arches lifting here? Reach the arms overhead, inhale. Hook the thumb, see if you can remember, and hook the other thumb in front. Reaching up through the fingers. And use your exhalation to rotate your torso towards the left. And then release the arms, left fingertips behind you. Right arm will hug or hook the left knee, gazing over left shoulder. And just imagine here that your spine is like a spiral staircase. And that it rotates evenly all the way up to the top of the staircase, which is at the very base of your skull. stay here, but just rotate the head or the cervical spine now to look over your front shoulder and just observe sensation. Good. Take a last inhale. And exhale, release. Come back to center. Extend the legs in front of you, back to Dandasana. Gentle forward fold. Open the legs for Upa Vista Konasana. Legs don't need to be heading towards Samakonasana with 180 degrees. Just wide enough that you are still at ease here. We won't even be going too far here. Just feel again, heels rooting. Reach through inner heel, reach through balls of feet. So again, arches are working. Arches are engaged, drawing all the way up the legs and bow forward over the legs. But reach the hands in front of you so you're not actually folding far at all. You're still really able to maintain some length all the way up the side of the body. And then from here, particularly if you're someone who's quite mobile, you'll want to go all the way to the floor, but I just ask you to resist for a moment. And here again, last time, draw your awareness to the bandhas. Feel the gentle doming, lifting of pelvic floor, a gentle cinching in around the waist. And now that's given you a really beautiful, stable, strong foundation here. And if you want to go further, fold a little further, or maybe you stay on the hands, maybe to the forearms, or you can extend all the way if that feels like it would be beneficial for you today. But keep maintaining the gentle awareness, engagement, cultivation of bandhas here, pelvic floor, and full circumference of core, cinching in around the waist. Your next inhale, walk the hands back in towards the body, come upright, bring the hands behind the thighs, bend the knees, and come into Sukhasana, or an easy cross-legged pose. Rest the hands gently on the thighs, and close your eyes a moment. And just feel pelvic tone. Observe sensation from the bottom of your core, your pelvic floor. All four walls of your core, front, sides, and back of core. And the breath, the diaphragm, the top of your core. Just observing sensation in this area. Ready, come to lay down on your back for final Shavasana. Today's practice was quite subtle, and if you found it difficult, that's okay. You can keep coming back to the practice. bring my hands to heart center and leave you in final shavasana. Thank you for joining me today, yogis. Namaste.